Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 through 11. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The glory of God is both terrifying and wonderful. God delivered Israel out of slavery from Egypt, and he led them to Mount Sinai. He commanded Moses to come up to him on the mountain and to give him God's law, the Ten Commandments, the Sinai Covenant. God carved his law in letters on stone. God's law was written for the instruction of Israel to all God's people. To this very day, we teach this law, these Ten Commandments, for instruction of God's people in our homes, in our congregations, and in our schools. Moses went up on the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. God was present. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Sinai. The Lord called Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain. At least that's how it looked to Israel below as they looked up on the mountain. The glory of Yahweh, the terrifying, wonderful presence of God, even the very reflection of God's glory was upon Moses' face. It was so great and it was so holy. It was so terrifying. It was so wonderful that the Israelites could not even gaze upon Moses' face. This is our God. The holy God, the triune God. His very presence, His glory is much too holy and much too magnificent for us to look upon Him, much less be in His presence and live. We, as sinful people, we cannot bear His glory. We are unholy. We are unable to be in the presence of this Almighty God. The glory of God in the letter, in His law, brings us death. We have not kept this law, and quite frankly, we cannot. We are compelled to recess into the darkness, into our own sins, and into our own death. Before we sing songs of the glory of God and wanting to be in His glory and celebrating His glory, we best know what we're getting into. We best acknowledge that there is no sufficiency in ourselves to be in His glory. It's too great for us. There is no sufficiency in ourselves at all. And so to come near His presence, to come near His glory, is our death. What is this glory of which St. Paul then speaks? What is this glory of righteousness that exceeds the glory of the law and Sinai? What is this glory that surpasses the glory of the Lord on Sinai and God giving His law? What is this glory that reversed our condemnation? What is this glory that St. Paul talks about that changes our death to life? What glory could be so great that St. Paul would even say, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all? There must be a greater glory, a new manifestation of this glory of God. Isaiah speaks of a coming glory that will not condemn us, but pardon us. He speaks of a coming glory that will not bring us death, but bring us comfort. He speaks of a coming glory where we are not condemned, but we will enjoy being in the presence of God's glory forever. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare of sin and death is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. Prepare the way of the Lord. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. This prophecy is an historic reading in the church for the time of Advent, and rightly so. It speaks of the coming of God to be present among us in the flesh. He comes in glory, Jesus Christ. Not in a cloud or a devouring fire, but as a babe, born of Mary, wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. Here is the glory of God. Here is the glory of which St. Paul speaks. God, fully divine, fully human, bringing a new covenant to His people, not of the letter, but of the Holy Spirit. He comes in humility, and yet the angels sing, glory to God in the highest, and this time to bring peace between God and man. God comes to earth in veiled glory to live the law perfectly in our place. and to pay the punishment of death and hell in our place. A new covenant, not carved in stone, but engraved on the hands of God. A new covenant, dying our death in order to give us life with Him forever. A new covenant, condemned in our place to make us righteous in the presence of Almighty God. A new covenant, to rise from death He did, to give us permanent glory with Him. A new covenant. Here is the sufficient, perfect, wonderful payment for our sin, so that now we have every confidence to stand in His presence through Jesus Christ toward God. And these two are at work as we await the second coming of Jesus. The terrifying glory and presence of God in His law, in our preaching. The law condemns us and calls us to repentance. In the Lord's Supper, the presence and law of God condemns the impenitent because of His full glory. It is there in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. But the wonderful glory and presence of God is in Christ Jesus. In our preaching, God, in all of His glory, forgives our every sin through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the Lord's Supper, the presence of God in Christ Jesus forgives our sins and gives us reconciliation, peace between God and man. The letter of the law kills, but the Holy Spirit gives life and salvation as God's glory in Christ Jesus comes to us now through means. Preaching of the Word, holy absolution, holy baptism, the Lord's Supper. Luther summarized it well. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength, because there's no sufficiency in me. Believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. Jesus Christ is the new covenant, the presence and the glory of God come to rescue us from sin and death and the devil. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, which He does through that preached word, through the holy sacraments, through the presence of the glory of God in Christ Jesus. In the same way, He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, He daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. This is the gospel. This is the good news. This is the new covenant. This is the glory of God that exceeds and surpasses the old covenant. This is the heart and the meaning of all creation, of all salvation, of all saving faith, that on the last day He will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers, so that we may bask in His full glory, that we may bask in the full presence of God on the last day when He calls us from the dead and we will see Him face to face and live with Him forever. The glory of God is a terrifying, wonderful thing. How God wrapped up all of His glory in humility and sacrifice is beyond comprehension. But this glory of God, this glory of God, is our confidence and our eternal life. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.